Let's go now to the A-League Grand Final this Saturday. You can almost hear the buzz coming out of Newcastle ahead of what could be one of the biggest fairy tale victories in Australian football history. If the Jets cap their remarkable season with a win against Melbourne Victory tomorrow, it will mark the first time in 84 years that a team in any one of our four major football comps has gone from last place to champions within 12 months. It's also the first time any National Football Code decider has been held outside a state capital. Tickets sold out in just 7 minutes. Fans are disappointed, many of them. One person who will be front and centre, though, is the city's Lord Mayor, Nuatli Nelms. Nuatli, welcome to ARN Breakfast. Thank you very much for joining us. You must be beside yourself.
Good morning. Yes, we are in Newcastle. It's a very exciting time to be a Novocastrian. The city is absolutely buzzing.
Nuatli, tell me about that. Tell me about the vibe in the streets. What are people wearing? Are the streets decorated? What's going on?
There's a lot of red and blue, and there's a lot of excitement. A lot of local businesses are decorating their shop fronts. We've organised a live site. So as you said, the venue sold out in 7 minutes, which I expected because Novocastrians love their sport. We're seeing an influx of local visitors, particularly obviously from Melbourne. So Jetstar and Virgin have put on extra flights to Newcastle from Melbourne, which is really exciting. We're expecting at least 6,000 extra visitors overnight in Newcastle for the weekend. There's just, you know, an air of excitement. Not only just hosting an A-League Grand Final, but having our home team in the final is an amazing coup.
It's quite something. Newcastle, traditionally, well, most of us think of it as a rugby league town, getting behind the Knights, of course. The round ball game, is it as popular yet? Are the Jets as popular as the Knights?
Look, I would say they're pretty much on par these days, but Novocastrians and people in Newcastle just love sport. I mean, we had the biggest crowds for the Matildas when they were playing there last year. It probably almost doesn't matter what sport it is. We will turn out in droves, very proud and passionate sports fans, but also we love a great event and a spectacle. We had 200,000 people in the city for supercars last year.
Yeah, so Newcastle loves sport and they're going to turn up at this game. Obviously, the tickets sold out in 7 minutes. But it's been a bit of a climb back for Newcastle, hasn't it? They had some dark times in their footy clubs not that long ago.
Absolutely. And you'll see the rebirth of the Jets and the Knights. The rebirth of the Jets started a couple of years earlier than the Knights, with Martin Lee buying the team and also bringing Laurie McKinnor in as a CEO. And now this year with Ernie Merrick as the coach. It's an amazing team. And the women's team has also done very well this year. It's a very inclusive and community-based spirit in the team. And that's really what they've been working on, not just with us in the local council, but with all the local football clubs, boys and girls soccer teams. It has been a very community-based feel. The games are attended a lot by families and children. So it's a great time for Newcastle.
Yeah, it's a great time for Newcastle and football in Newcastle. As you say, Novocastrians go to any sporting thing pretty much at the moment, and they're certainly getting behind their football club, the Jets. But the Matildas too had a great reception there. It seems like soccer in particular is really on the go in Newcastle.
Well, we particularly laid down that foundation when we hosted the Asian Cup, and as did other cities around Australia, but we also had the Socceroos play the semi-final there for the Asian Cup, which obviously was a huge event in itself. But there was a number of teams based around Newcastle and the Hunter locally. A lot of our fields were used for training and warm-up and preparation, and from all the players around the world and the international teams, I've actually voted Newcastle as the best place to come and play and visit when they were all out here for the Asian Cup. So it's that, you know, one team, one town. Newcastle is seeing a real rebirth. Like we're seeing huge investment in the city, not just in transport and development, but Newcastle's really changing as a city.
That's fantastic, isn't it? So Nuatli, as the mayor of Newcastle, you see that change is already happening. Does the council have a plan with what you're going to do to capitalise on all this national attention?
Absolutely. We are making sure that we are capitalising on every major event. And part of the reason we really enjoy and promote hosting large events, whether they're large sporting or cultural events, is it's actually changing the perception outside of Newcastle of what Newcastle is actually like. So you wouldn't, when we had the 200,000 people for supercars, a lot of people, whether from New Zealand or around Australia, hadn't been to Newcastle for a long time and were blown away by the beautiful, historic inner city. city, juxtaposed against a working harbour, so, you know, ships going in and out all day, as well as just beautiful beaches. It's an amazing place to live and work.
Newcastle, beautiful one day, perfect the next. Is that what we're saying? You may as well steal that as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, it will be quite a story if the Jets go from wooden spooners to premiers in 1 year. That will be quite amazing. Nwatali, you're going to enjoy yourself tomorrow. I know you are. Have a great time and go the Jets.
Go Jets.
Nwatali Nelms is the Lord Mayor of Newcastle. And what a story. It is amazing.